Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first-timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, we're here with brand new episodes fortnightly. That means every other week. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Then your podcast will arrive to wherever you get your podcast from, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever it is, we'll be there. Just hit that subscribe button. If you give us a 5-star rating as well, that'll be fab. Follow us on all the socials. At Pod Magical is where we are. If you have any questions, if it comes to planning when you're going to be going soon, or whether you're just thinking about booking, anything you think I can help with, even if it's just a few ideas for things, I will do my best to answer. Just drop me a DM and I'll see if I can answer it. Hello, Lucy. Wants to know, if you get Amazon, will they deliver food to your hotel? Quite simply, yes. I assume you mean groceries here. Yeah, you can if you want your delivery. You can either arrange a time and meet them, or they'll take it in for you and they'll just tell it. I think they do charge if they take grocery deliveries, and I'm not sure how it works for alcohol. So I can't be 100% sure on this. But yeah, if you want to do your grocery delivery and have it delivered to your resort, yes, you can do that, which is probably a good idea if you've not got a car. Load up on bottles of water or crisps or a few little snacks to keep in your room. Keeps costs down, doesn't it? I'm actually going to try this when I go towards the end of April. I'm going to go to Walt Disney World next. I'm going to try Instacart. A lot of people said they've used Instacart and that's quite good. And I think if you've never used it before, I think you get free delivery on your first one. So I'll try that and report back. Any questions? Then let me know. At Pod Magical is where we are. I've got a question for you. Would you ever consider buying DVC if you have never, ever, ever been to Walt Disney World? Sounds crazy. Well, we'll find out more from our guest. Fresh back from Walt Disney World and on the podcast. Hello, Natasha. How are you?
Hello, hello.
And no jet lag, you were just saying, because it was only a 1-week holiday this time.
Yeah, it was only 1 week. And I don't think we completely got out of UK time either, with it just being a 1-week trip. So we were getting up really early and tending to go to bed quite early.
Right, so you were... Were you rope dropping then every day, using advantage of the jet lag?
Well, the thing is, we were only in Walt Disney World for one day this time because we went on a Disney cruise.
Ooh.
So we went for 1 week without our children. We had one day in Walt Disney World, yeah, which was really difficult. Like, how do you spend one day and one day only in Disney World? So some difficult decisions had to be made. We definitely did rope drop that day. Yeah. We absolutely took advantage of every moment we could have in Walt Disney World. But then the following day, we went on a Disney cruise.
Ah, which cruise ship were you on?
We were on the Wish. It was our first cruise. It was a 4-night cruise in the Bahamas.
Yeah. And what did you think of the Wish?
I loved it. We absolutely loved it. It's so beautiful.
And it's the first time you've ever not just done a Disney cruise, but any cruise.
Absolutely, any cruise. And I think, you know, up until recently, I was of the opinion that I was not a cruise type person and I would never go on a cruise.
Yeah.
And my husband was in agreement. We just didn't see ourselves as cruise people. But then we're watching all of these amazing vlogs of people on cruises, Disney cruises specifically.
Yeah.
And it was like, gosh, that looks absolutely amazing. So we did it. Not currently tempted to try any other type of cruise. I think that it has to be Disney.
I was the same. I was like, oh, I don't want to go on a cruise. It's not for me. No, I'm not a very good swimmer. But there's only one person who can get me on a cruise, and that's Mickey Mouse. And he got me
absolutely.
On. And he got me hooked. Yeah. Would you do another one?
Yeah, we would do another one. I think if we had a choice between a Walt Disney World holiday and a cruise, we would probably still choose Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got limited opportunities to get over there and limited finances like everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I think that probably it'll be a while before the next one, because we'll want to spend our holiday time and money on Walt Disney World.
And people are probably screaming at me going, Andy, ask Natasha one day at Walt Disney World, which park did she go to?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it had to be Magic Kingdom. There was no question about that. There was going to have to be some Magic Kingdom time. And in the end, we decided, although it's not my favourite park, no? The second one, but we... No, not Magic Kingdom. The second park we chose to go to was Epcot, not because it's a favourite, but just because the Festival of the Arts was on and we've never seen that before. So we were sort of lured in to try something new in Epcot, and also to see the new Moana attraction, and just to see Epcot without the walls down. This is the first time we've seen Epcot without walls.
Walcott.
Walcott, yeah. So we wanted to see it as it's intended to be. So we went to Epcot and Magic Kingdom.
So when was the very, very first time you went to Walt Disney World or a Disney park? Maybe you ventured somewhere else first.
Yeah, well, the first time I went to a Disney park was Euro Disney, the year it opened. So I think that's 92.
Wow.
Yeah, so I went there with my family for one day. Maybe making habits of these one-day trips to Disney. And loved it, and always thought we'd get to Walt Disney World. It's always been on my mind, but I guess we've got distracted by things over the years and it's so far away and so expensive. So as a family, we started going to Disneyland Paris in 2015, thinking it would be a one and done. But then we've been at least once a year, every year since then. And then during the pandemic, with my kids getting older, started to think, you know what, we got to do this Walt Disney World thing because, you know, they're growing up and we're going to miss the boat on it. And because I had a bit of extra time on my hands during the pandemic, I thought, you know, this is the time to get my head around Disney World, because it always seemed really overwhelming, the idea of it being four parks and so far away and or whatever. So I started watching some vlogs and I bought some books on Walt Disney World and became obsessed, I would say, during the pandemic. So we finally got there in August 2022. So that was our first trip to Walt Disney World. And then we went back again in 2023, August again. And then my husband and I have just been in February.
So
this month.
Having dreamed about it and thought about it and researching after the pandemic, you were like, right, bam, let's just keep going. We'll just keep going back.
Yeah. That this is now our life. Absolutely. And actually, we went all in, Andy, because even before I got there, I was very invested in the idea of DVC. And we were like, we can't possibly buy DVC before we've even been to Walt Disney World. But we did go.
Go on.
I'm on the right podcast, so the pure obsession. So we went to Walt Disney World for the first time, very much with the intention of confirming that we want to be DVC members. And now we are.
Oh, congratulations. Welcome home. Where did you buy into? Riviera?
No. We bought it into Copper Creek in Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I love mm-hmm. that. The fact that you, right, we're going to buy DVC, but you'd never even been to Disney World.
Never even been to Disney World.
That's crazy.
However, I know. But we had, like, we love Disney. So we have been going to Disney every year since 2015. You know, there's no question that Disney is a big part of our lives. And we like America, right? Yeah. We love going to America. So, I mean, in a way, it just felt like what's not to love? We will love it. And we did love it. So we're very happy with our DVC membership.
Let me ask you the question then. Why do you love Walt Disney World? What is it about those parks?
Gosh, what's not to love, Andy? I mean, I think, do you know what? It just makes me so happy. And like everyone says, it's just such an escape from the real world for a bit. And I just love the happy music and all of the creativity and the color, and everyone there is so happy and smiling and friendly. And, you know, you just see, particularly in Disney World, you just see such beautiful acts of kindness towards other people and things that just really make your heart melt. And yeah, it's just like lots of people, it's my happy place.
And you're a family of five, so with the three kids. How old are the kids now?
So my children are 17, 14 and 11.
And how did they react when you've just went on this cruise and didn't take them?
Yeah, they were okay about it. I think the two older ones are not really into the idea of the cruise anyway.
Okay.
I don't think they felt that they were missing out on anything with the cruise. My youngest, she was happy for us, but she did say she would have loved to have come. And having done it, she would have loved it. She would have absolutely loved it. Yeah, it was okay. I think they wanted us to go and have a good time, I think.
But have you got a family holiday planned coming up? Maybe a DVC stay with all of you?
Oh, Andy, we don't have a DVC stay. Well, our next DVC stay will be in 2025.
Right. So you banked your points there?
Yeah, so we'll need to kind of bank and borrow to combine our points for that. Because to go as a family of five, we stay in a two-bedroom villa. It's one of the reasons why DVC was so appealing to us, because we really do struggle to find property within the Disney bubble that accommodates all five of us comfortably. But a two-bedroom villa is a big expenditure of points.
Yeah.
However, we are going to Japan for Easter, and we'll swing by Disneyland Tokyo.
Of course, you have to if you're going to be in Japan. It'd be rude not to go and visit.
It'd be so rude not to go, wouldn't it? So yeah, we'll go and we'll try that out.
Our guest in just a moment, an update of news from Walt Disney World. Let's start off with food, first of all, because there's been an update to the My Disney Experience app that will affect you when it comes to making dining reservations for the better, because you will soon be able to search multiple days, so you can get your reservation slot not just for the day you want it, but you can look at multiple days at a time. So if you've got your reservations coming up, and you know you can look 10 days ahead if you're staying at Walt Disney World, so you can look at a whole 10 days worth of reservations rather than going to each individual day. There's some more updates as well on the My Disney Experience app. Just as you get used to it, it gets confused, but it does make it easier to make restaurants reservations. And as we're also talking about food, the menus are now out for 1900 Park Fair. In fact, you can book reservations now. It's not been open since before pandemic over at the Grand Floridian Resort. If you want to have breakfast or lunch or dinner with some of your favourite Disney characters, including Aladdin and Tiana, that's where you'll find them, 1900 Park Fair. Also, there's some new desserts for Sanaa at Animal Kingdom Lodge, if you can make it to dessert after the bread service. We've got St. Patrick's Day coming soon. There's loads of Paddy's Day items that are now available around Walt Disney World. Some more character meets are back over at Hollywood Studios. Donald and Daisy, Chip and Dale, Goofy and Max are now available for meeting, greeting, high fives and hugs. Meanwhile, Doug and Russell from Up are back at Animal Kingdom. Also, if you're a Star Wars fan, Star Tours will have new tours landing from the 5th of April, featuring characters from Ahsoka, Andor and Mandalorian. Baby Grogu will be one of the adventures. There are so many different tours you can now do on Star Tours. I think it'd be impossible to do them all. And one little news update from the UK. Hey, Disney Cruise have launched a competition for a teacher and their class to win a four-day cruise from the UK. Details of that over on the Disney Cruise Lines UK socials. Our socials, by the way, are at Pod Magical. Keep up to date with any news between now and the next podcast, right on there. We have Natasha with us on the podcast, just back from Walt Disney World. She's done a Disney cruise. She's bought DVC. She's going to Japan in a few weeks. Let's talk about some of your favourite Walt Disney World things. Have you got a particular favourite memory?
We have so many good memories of Disney World. I mean, every single day you just go to bed with a head full of fantastic memories, don't you? But I think that first day of going, having planned and wished for it for so long, that first day of walking into Magic Kingdom and seeing the castle was very special. I mean, it's lots of firsts. Our first time on Guardians, yeah, and they played my song. That was amazing.
Oh, what's your favourite song?
I love the Iran one.
Oh, okay, Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, I love that. So I'd already obviously listened to all of the songs before we went, and then that one came on. And I think I was just so unprepared for what a party that ride is. So I was just living my best life, whizzing around, listening to that song.
That is a great way to describe the ride. It is a party. It's the music, the lights, the movement. Yeah, it's a party. That's what it is.
It is. It is. It's so good. So that was a happy memory. And although he'd, I don't know if he'll listen to the podcast, but I have a very fond memory of my 17-year-old son, who's normally like into heavy metal and hard rock and stuff. He's you know, he's a 17-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. But when he asked if we could go on the Winnie the Pooh ride together, that made me very, very happy. So I don't think he loves the thrill rides as much as he'd like to love them.
Yeah.
I think he finds it a little bit overwhelming. So I think okay, we'd done a run of some of the more thrilling things, and I think he was just looking for something a little bit more gentle.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that's what he asked to do.
Fair enough.
I absolutely said yes.
If your 17-year-old boy wants to take his mum on Winnie the Pooh ride, that's a lovely moment right there.
It is a lovely moment. It is.
What is your favourite ride?
I think I'd have to say Guardians.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a lot of rides, and I'm very drawn towards the thrill rides, but Guardians is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And if it comes to overall attractions, would it still be Guardians, or is there any kind of like fireworks or shows that would peak it for you?
I think probably it's Guardians, but just by a little bit, because there really are so many really great attractions there. I would prefer the attractions probably to fireworks or parades, yeah, or character meets. Yeah, I'm mostly there for the attractions, but I do enjoy all the other things as well.
And what about food? Are you a Disney foodie?
I am. But there is so much food. Like, we struggle to, like, we're always full. And our mouths are like, oh, look, that looks amazing. But then we're like, oh, but I can't fit it in. Yeah, so we do love the food. So there are a lot of the snacks that we have to have every time, such as quite like the pineapple upside down cake at Aloha Isle.
That's a good
with,
one.
Yeah, but with the coconut. Soft serve or ice cream, whatever that is. And I also love the, I don't know what it's called, but you know the swirl that you get at Sunshine Tree Terrace with the orange bread?
Yes.
We love a Ronto wrap. So we probably prefer the snacks more than meals as such.
Have you got a favourite restaurant that you always tend to go to?
You'll be pleased to hear that top of the list is probably Chef Art Smith's.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are going to think I'm on commission for this restaurant because we've got, I know you love homecoming.
I know, but it is so good, isn't it? Like, the food is good, but it's such a great atmosphere as well. So we seem to always go back there. And the other thing that has become a bit of a family tradition, I think, is the breakfast, the character breakfast at Topolino's Terrace.
Yeah.
And I think I'd love to try some more character breakfasts, you know, now that the Stitch, Lilo and Stitch one at the Polynesian is up and running again. That might be one we'd like to try. Or I quite fancy Tusker House as well. We're not really kind of early morning people. We tend to kind of have a slow start to the morning and later. So being up and at them for a character breakfast is tough for us. And I think it's hard to not do the Topolinos because it's so amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing, when you find a favourite one, you just want to go back every time. Although a lot of the breakfasts go to about 11 o'clock. So if you can get that a late breakfast reservation before it goes into lunch and gets a bit more expensive, you can really drag it out, especially the buffets. But yeah, Tusker House, I think you'd like, with Donald and Daisy and Mickey and the crew there. I think that would be quite good.
Yeah, there's so many new things that we need to we need to try.
Have you got a favourite resort? I know you're a DVC owner now, so is that your favourite resort or is there anywhere else that you like to stay?
Yeah, we absolutely love the Wilderness Lodge and that really does feel like home to us now. But this, when my husband and I went this last time, we tried to take advantage of some other resorts just to branch out. So we stayed in Animal Kingdom Lodge for two nights at the start before the cruise, which again, we absolutely loved that. And then at Old Key West, just before coming back home.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm very drawn to are the big lobbies. I think I just love those really big, dramatic lobbies and less so the quieter resorts. And I know that really appeals to some people, but for us, we quite like the big lobbies. Polynesian is also very special, though we've never stayed there. I like the look of Bay Lake Tower, actually, and the idea of being walking distance to Magic Kingdom is pretty cool.
Very handy if you've got like a late party, like at Halloween or Christmas, then you can go. You're leaving at like 1-2 in the morning, you go, my bed is just literally there. No waiting for buses.
Absolutely.
Just straight in there. But I'm with you on the big lobbies, and especially, again, I'm talking about Christmas, like Animal Kingdom and Wilderness Lodge, those big lobbies, when they have the huge Christmas trees in there, there's really something beautiful about
them. Yeah, that's definitely on the bucket list. But having said that, I definitely, let's just name all the resorts I've been to because I love them all.
Go for it.
We've also stayed at Pop Century, which we absolutely loved. I just love the big characters and things they've got there. The pools are amazing. We had a very nice time there. We stayed at the cabins at Fort Wilderness in our first trip.
Yeah.
And we loved that. So we're quite interested to see the new cabins. But the best part about that was hiring the golf cart and just whizzing around the resort. We had a lot of fun doing that.
That's the only way to get around there, isn't it? Because it is so big.
Yeah. And it was a bit of a pain when we got back. We had to take the golf cart back to the cabin, which meant that sometimes our sons like to just head up home early. And they were kind of dependent on us then to bring them from the boat port to the cabin in the buggy.
Mum's taxi.
Yeah, whereas when you're a Pop Century, they could be completely independent and just hop on the Skyliner and head back whenever they felt tired because they're not big fireworks people, our kids. So often they'd head back and we'd stay for the rest of the evening to enjoy the fireworks.
So when you stayed at Pop Century, was it five of you in one room? How did you work that one?
No, we had two conjoining rooms.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Which was great. But then, you know, it's not really value anymore when you're having two rooms. It worked really well. It was really nice having two conjoining rooms and just being able to shut the door if we wanted to or just have it open and move freely between it.
Yeah. And like you say, now you can go DVC, you can get those one or two bedrooms and you've got the kitchen there and the washing machine. Home from home, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a home from home. It is. But we often have to add on a value resort at the start. Because again, the points just don't strike. A two bedroom villa is quite a lot. So we we want to. That's the thing, you know, we want to stay in some of these other resorts as well because they are lovely.
So what tips have you picked up over your trips to Disney?
I personally think it is important to plan, to know what you're doing. You know, sometimes, even since our beginnings of going to Disneyland Paris, my one piece of advice for anyone new going is, you cannot turn up at Disney without a plan. You need to know what's there, what you want to do, and prioritize them a bit. But following on from that, I mean, everyone's different, aren't they? So I think once you've kind of figured out what's there, what kind of things you might like to enjoy, it's choose your own adventure every time. And one person's Disney day looks very different to another person's because there's just so much to do. So just do what feels right for you.
Talking about one person's Disney day, I'm going to give you your perfect day at Walt Disney World. In fact, it might be the one you've already just done as you did one day at Disney. Actually, just talking about that, the one day at Disney, how did you get your ticket, by the way, your one day ticket? Did you just buy it on the gate or did you find out how to buy it beforehand?
It was a bit of a struggle. In the end, I phoned up DVC, who sold it to us, sold us a one day park hopper.
Oh, right, okay. That's good to have before you go there, because a lot of people say, well, how can you possibly buy a one-day ticket? Especially from the UK, when it seems to be the only ticket you can buy is for 14 days. Well, that's not much use in going over there to go on a cruise beforehand, which a lot of people do. They go, okay, we'll have a day or two at Disney, then we'll get on the cruise, but it's hard to buy a ticket.
Yeah, so. I think I tried to use a VPN, but I'm not sure that went through. Yeah, so in the end, I just phoned up DVC and asked them.
And was that gate price that they got it you for? Was that what you would have
Yeah, they did. There was no discount or anything
No DVC discount on that, not from the mouse.
Not on that.
Your perfect day at Walt Disney World, staying where you want, doing what you want, eating where you want and what you want. Natasha, talk me through it.
Okay. So I would like, and this is dreaming big maybe, so I think I would like to start the morning in the cab, you know those, are they cabins in the Polynesian? You know, the
bungalows.
The ones out in the water?
Yeah, the bungalows.
Yeah, the bungalows. Start the day there. Maybe pop over and have that Lilo and Stitch breakfast. Mm-hmm. Then go to Magic Kingdom and maybe do something different that we've not done before. So I was thinking, you know, the that Keys to the Kingdom tour, which I'd love to do.
Yeah.
And then when that's done, I would just maybe... like do one ride in each of the four parks. So I'll be minivanning it between all of the parks. So maybe start off at Magic Kingdom and do maybe Tron.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come back. I'll come back to that in the end because I might finish off there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom and do Everest. And then we'll go to Hollywood Studios and do... So maybe Tower of Terror. That's a family favourite.
Yeah.
Then over to Epcot Guardians, of course. And then back to Magic Kingdom to finish off, do Tron and fireworks, and then minivan it over to Wilderness Lodge and stay in the cabins there.
Fabulous. I love the sound of that. And it's all achievable. So your next trip is going to be, is it Easter for Japan?
Yeah, Japan for Easter. And we'll do Disney and Universal Studios in Japan.
Yeah. Have you already got your tickets for that? Have you already worked out how that's going to work for you?
Yeah, we have.
Was that confusing?
And it was. Yeah, it was confusing. And we've ended up buying the package that you can get at Disneyland, which kind of just includes your hotel and some fast passes and tickets. It was quite confusing. And I do feel... especially knowing Paris and Disney World so well, I do feel nervous about, you know, going to a park that I don't know and I don't know the way it works. Just because my experience in Paris and Disney World is like, you're kind of a bit bewildered at first, no matter how much you research, you turn up and you're a bit lost and confused and maybe not making the best choices. So you can get to the end of the day feeling like you've just been spun around and you want to go back and do it differently. So. Yeah. Hopefully, with a bit more research, we'll feel like we did it to the best of our abilities. But we've got some fast passes for the rides that we definitely don't want to miss, so I'm happy with that.
And did you book that through the official Disney site? Was that quite easy to do, the package?
Yeah. That was easy to through the site, yeah.
Well, apparently, DisneySea at Tokyo is probably the best theme park that Disney have got out of all of them.
Yes.
But I've never been.
Yeah.
So. What a year. Disney World, Disney Cruise, Tokyo. Incredible. And it's been so nice to chat to you on the podcast. And congratulations on buying DVC, even though you'd never been to Disney World. Natasha, have a magical day.
Thank you.
I'd love to get you on the podcast if you fancy coming on for a chat. Drop me a message at podmagical is where we are. If you're going to be going to Walt Disney World over the next couple of weeks, good time to go. Busy time to go because those spring break crowds have started to build now between now and Easter. Various American and especially Florida schools are going to be off between now and then. So expect it to be busy, very busy at weekends. Although there's a lot of Eastery things going on. The Easter egg hunt at Epcot has now started. I think it's about $9.99 and you go around and you collect the various various different stickers where you find the character eggs. And then there is a prize at the end of it. Also over at Grand Floridian, they've got their Easter egg house, if you want some little snacks over there. All the resorts have got various decorated eggs that some of the cast members do. So there's quite a lot going on. Obviously, we've got the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot, when Epcot looks at its best. Along with that, we've got the food booze. We've got the live music. This weekend, Berlin, take my breath away, Rick Springfield is going to be on. Next weekend, the Commodores at Epcot. No Lionel Richie, but you get the Commodores. Meanwhile, SeaWorld have got their Seven Seas Food Festival. They've got live music this weekend from the Righteous Brothers and the Goo Goo Dolls. Universal, it's the parade for Mardi Gras. Some live music is there as well. Ava Max on Saturday, Queen Latifah on Sunday. And then next weekend, the likes of Louis Fonzi and Zedd over at Universal. Pound to dollar's doing all right at the minute. We're looking around 1.28. That's probably the highest it's been for almost a year. I think this time last year it was about 1.31. But after the budget, there's been a bit of an increase in the pound to dollar exchange rate. The weather, looking around the high 20s, those rainy storms you expect in Florida are happening as well now. Genie Plus prices hovering between 17 and 27. And if we are into spring break crowds, it's going to be around that more expensive end. The individual lightning lanes, if you're purchasing that for the likes of Rise of Resistance, Rise has been up to like $25 for that individual attraction. That's probably the highest one. But anything between 11 and 25 is what you're looking for the individual ones. Have a great time. If you go in, tag us in your pictures at Pod Magical is where we are. And the top tip for this episode, I tried to do a little bit of research on this because I never hire a car when I go to Disney. And I do, like a lot of people, like to go for a day or two to Universal. What's the cheapest way to get there? So I've worked out the cheapest way when you're getting your Uber to Universal is to get one from Disney Springs, because that is kind of like the nearest point on property where you can get an Uber from. So don't be getting it from like Animal Kingdom or Magic Kingdom, which is miles away. If you can get the free transportation to Disney Springs, and then when you get to Disney Springs, Marketplace, there's two Uber or Lyft, two pickup points at Disney Springs. There's one near where the Cirque du Soleil is, not that one, the other one. So where the Marketplace is, I've worked out, from there to Universal, that's the shortest distance and the cheapest price to get your Uber or Lyft. If you have any top tips better than that, then let me know. Or maybe you've done that journey, you can think of a cheaper way to get from Disney to Universal. Do let me know. At Pod Magical is where we are. You can send your questions. If you want to be a podcast guest, drop me a message. We'll get some time. We'll sort up a recording time and we'll get you on to find out about your Walt Disney World loves and memories. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new podcast. Hit that subscribe button and it'll land in your inbox by then. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.